friends. So today, we are reading a brand new book. It is the Pokemon Storybook Collection. And my friends, there are six stories in here, and they are all Pokemon stories. So buckle up. We're going to read them all. And I may need your help with them, because I don't know all the names of these different Pokemon. And so I might get them wrong. So if I do, forgive me and help me get them right, will you? Yeah? Pika. Well, thank you. See, I've got Pikachu here with me. So today's story is read by Mommy and
Pikachu.
It is the Pokemon Ash and Pikachu Alola Region story by Rachel Chablowski.
Pikachu!
And here we go. This is Ash Ketchum and his friend, Pikachu.
Pikachu
is an electric-type Pokemon. They have been together since Ash first became a Pokemon trainer. These amazing creatures live all over the world of Pokemon. Trainers can catch wild Pokemon, develop them by battling them against each other, the other trainers, and then carry them around in Pokeballs. This is their first time visiting Alola and discovering the Pokemon found in this region. So, shall we find out what they are? There's a lot of Pokemon here, guys. The first one is
Pikachu!
It is a category mouse Pokemon. It is an electric type. Rowlet, Litten, and Popplio are three Pokemon that you are likely to meet earlier in your adventures in Alola. There are many different types of Pokemon in the world. 18 have been discovered so far. Pokemon enjoy the chance to gain experience by battling other Pokemon. Fun fact, water Pokemon attacks are more effective in battle with fire-type Pokemon than they are in battles with grass types. Yes. Oh, it just so happens, friends, if you're listening here now, that my Pokemon is a special reading Pokemon who happens to be able to help me read words. You can say other Pokemon names, right? Okay. Like, for example, who is this first Pokemon that we see?
Eevee.
That's right. Eevee is an evolutionary Pokemon.
Young Goose.
Mm-hmm. That's the next one. Let's read about Eevee. Is amazingly adaptive, with 8 different Pokemon known to evolve from it due to its unstable genetic structure. Oh, that's too bad. Then Young Goose.
Young Goose.
Mm-hmm. Has sharp teeth and a vast appetite. It can spend all day looking for food and will eat just about anything, but will fall asleep as soon as the sun sets. The Young Goose is a loitering Pokemon category. What's next?
Rowlet
is a grass and flying type Pokemon that can sneak up on foes with its silent flight and flurry of kicking attacks. Oh, that sounds pretty intense. What's this one?
Litten
is a fire cat Pokemon. Litten prefers to be alone and doesn't show emotion easily. This Pokemon can attack with fiery furballs. What's this one?
Popplio
is a sea lion Pokemon. Water type. Now, Popplio is a hard-working Pokemon that can create water bubbles from its nose to use in battle. Bounsweet is a fruit Pokemon, a grass type. Bounsweet smells good enough to eat and produces an extremely sweet liquid that makes a yummy treat when watered down. Ooh, what is this thing? Lycanroc. Lycanroc has 2 forms, both of which have rocky manes that are useful in battle. When raised well by its trainer, Lycanroc's midday form makes a fiercely loyal companion. Kind of looks like it is just what it is, the category of wolf Pokemon. It's a rock type. But its midnight form, wow! Its midnight form will attack with its crushing headbutts. Oof, probably best to not get in its way, right? Rockruff is a puppy Pokemon, also a rock type. Rockruff is a rock type Pokemon that may either evolve into either form of Lycanroc. Ruffrock is a friendly Pokemon. Professor Kukui at the Alola Pokemon School has one. So cute, too, in my personal opinion. Now, some Pokemon can evolve, and when they do, they become totally different. Pikachu evolves from Pichu? Is that right? And can evolve into Raichu. All three of them are electric types. In Alola, Raichu are unlike Raichu previously found elsewhere. Had to clarify. So the Alolan Raichu is an electric and psychic type Pokemon and can surf on its tail. What's this one? Do you know what he's called? Togedemaru? Mm-hmm. Is another dual type Pokemon. It is not known to evolve. Its spiny hairs on its back come in handy against foes and can attract lightning.
Ditto.
Whoa, he can do electric steel. Mm-hmm. So Ditto can change its shape into anything. It uses its transformation talent to befriend other Pokemon. It is a transformation Pokemon. That's pretty cool. Wow. Okay, this one is super, super cute. Do you know what this is? It's an Alolan Vulpix. It's a fox-type Pokemon, and it is an ice Pokemon. I wonder what it's doing in Alola, where it looks like it's tropical. Let's see. Alolan Vulpix was once known in Alola as Keokeo. It is an ice-type Pokemon that uses its six tails. What? To create a spray of ice crystals to cool itself off when it gets too hot. Okay, that's pretty cool. Vulpix evolves into Ninetales. The Alolan Ninetales is an ice and fairy type Pokemon. And it's super cute looking too. All right. Cleffa loves watching shooting stars streak through the Alolan night sky. Cleffa and its evolutions, Clefairy and Clefable, aptly charm other Pokemon they meet. It's a star-shaped Pokemon, and it's a fairy type. It's pretty cute. Then, speaking of cute, comes Cutie Fly. Cutie Fly can sense the auras of flowers, and this Pokemon can sense a floral aura in people too. It's a bug type, and it's also a fairy type. That's pretty cool. It's a bee fly Pokemon, in case you're wondering what it looks like. Now, the next one is also a fairy type, and its name is Comfy. It's a Posy Picker Pokemon. Say that three times fast. Posy Picker Pokemon. Posy Picker Pokemon. Posy Picker Pokemon. Whew, that's hard. Now, the flowers on Comfy's vine release a calming fragrance. Adding these flowers to bath water will make for a relaxing soak. All right. Now, get this one. Pinky Peck is a woodpecker Pokemon. It's a normal flying type. Pinky Peck can drill holes in trees for storing berries. Used for both food and attacks, it evolves into Trump Beak, which can store berries in its beak. Trump Beak evolves into Toucanon, which can shoot burning seeds from its heated beak. Oh, I see. So in the picture, we can see Peaky Peak is the smallest one. Then comes Trump Beak, who's a little bit bigger. And then Toucanon is really big. I wouldn't want to mess with him, would you? Okay, next comes Lydian. And this one is a five-star Pokemon. It's a bug flying type. It can consume starlight for energy. Oh, that's amazing! Then comes Drubbin. It uses its strong jaws to scrape away tree bark so it can eat the sap. When Grubbin evolves into Charjabug, it stores its energy from its food as electricity. It's a bug type. And Charjabug is also a bug type, but it's also an electric type. It's a battery Pokemon, so you better watch out. Then comes Solgaleo. Solgaleo is a sun Pokemon. It's one of the most powerful. It is a legendary Pokemon, that's right. When Solgaleo's third eye activates, it can depart for another world where it is said to make its home. It's a fun fact that Solgaleo radiates light that can wipe away the darkness of the world. Wow! Now, meet Team rocket. Did someone ask something? These two are out here to find out. Noble answers are what they're all about. I don't know if I believe that. This radiant beauty of flowers and moon hides in shame, a single flower of evil in this fleeting world, Jesse. A notably heroic man of these times, the master of darkness fighting back against a tragic world, it's James. And here they are in the Alola region to catch a certain Pikachu and some Alolan Pokemon, too. First, there's Meowth. It's all for one and one for all. Wait, but I think he's saying he wants it all for himself. A glittering dark star that shines bright. Dig it while Meowth takes flight. Meowth is a scratch cat Pokemon. He doesn't look very nice. Wobbuffet. Wobbuffet is a patient Pokemon and a psychic type. Oh no, Team Rocket is in Alola too. They have a talking Meowth that assists them in scamming people. Meowth can't usually speak, but this one does. They also travel with Wobbuffet, a psychic Pokemon capable of patiently enduring any attack, except one on its tail. Jesse and James are trying to steal other people's Pokemon. Team Rocket has been trying to take Pikachu ever since they lost a battle to Pikachu back in the Kanto region. So let's see about the other locals, shall we? There's Gumshoes. Gumshoes is an evolved form of Yungoos. It is an amazingly patient Pokemon when it's stalking out foes. Then there's the Alolan Raticate. It's a mouse Pokemon that's a dark type. It is evolved from the Alolan Rattata. In Alola, each Raticate leads a group of Rattata to find and fight over food. Then there's the Salandit, which is a toxic lizard Pokemon. Salandit is known to make its home near volcanoes and dry places, so don't get too close. It blasts a poisonous gas in enemies' faces. Then comes the Mudbray. The Mudbray? Mudbray loves to play in the mud. In fact, the mud in its hooves keeps it from slipping and allows it to run faster. Mudbray evolves into Mudscale. Then there's Sableye. Sableye loves shiny gemstones. Legend has it that this Pokemon can steal people's spirits. Yikes, it's a ghost type. Yikesers. Mm-hmm. I believe that in a certain game called Pokemon Go, my son, Philip, has a Sableye, don't you? Okay. Now, next comes Weevil. Weevil often battles with the cold-dwelling Vulpix and Sandshrew. It carves up rocks and trees with its sharp claws to communicate with others of its kind. This is a dark ice type. Then comes the Alolan Sandshrew. It lives in the snowy mountains, and it is very good at using its shell to slide across the ice. Fun fact, Sandshrew can be seen elsewhere and can roll its body into a ball, but the Alolan Sandshrew cannot roll its body into a ball. Kind of looks a little bit like, what would you imagine, a Pokemon version of an armadillo. Yeah. Then there is the Beware. Watch out for Beware. It might seem friendly, but its bone-crushing hugs can be very dangerous. Fun fact, this is a strong arm Pokemon and it's normal fighting type, but Stuffle is the adorable flailing Pokemon before it evolves into Beware. Then comes Lucario. It's an aura Pokemon, a fighting steel type. Lucario can sense auras and control them. It can tell if a person or Pokemon is feeling happy or sad if they are standing within a half-mile radius. Wow, I think I might have a little Lucario in me. Next comes the Clefki. Clefki is a ring-type Pokemon. It's a steel fairy type. Clefiki loves to collect keys. If you're always losing your keys, a Clefiki might be responsible. It sometimes swipes keys from people's houses. Then comes the Bruxish, which is a water psychic. It's a gnash teeth Pokemon, and boy, I can see why. She's got some pretty big teeth, doesn't she? Bruxish has psychic powers that cause the grating sound of its gnashing teeth to echo in its enemy's ears, but don't let its enticing grin fool you. Next comes Metang, the Iron Claw Pokemon, which loves magnetic minerals and has the psychic power of 2 Beldum. It's a steel psychic Pokemon. Next comes the Lycanroc. Wait a minute, didn't we learn about this earlier? They have 2 forms, both evolving from Rockruff. Uh-huh. Its midnight form is recklessly brave, attacking with no regard to its own safety. Ooh. Then comes Goomy. It's a somewhat small for a dragon-type Pokemon. Its slimy covering protects it from attacks, but it's a dragon-type. Then comes the Sandygast, which is a ghosty ground sand heap Pokemon. It's created from a child's mound of sand. Sandygast can take control of anyone who puts a hand in its mouth. Ooh, wouldn't want to play with that, would I? Is that a Pikachu? No, it's a Mimikyu. No one knows what it looks like under its costume. Apparently, the sight of its true appearance is terrifying and even dangerous. So it hides under an old rag so that people will get closer to it, thinking that it's a different Pokemon. It is a ghost fairy type. And it does kind of look like a Pikachu, but I guess it's not, huh? Last is the Lunala, which is a moon Pokemon. Lunala is one of the Alola's legendary Pokemon. It's said to make its home in another world. It has wings that soak up the light, plunging the brightest day into darkness. Wouldn't want to get on that guy's bad side. He's a moon Pokemon and a psychic ghost type. And now we know quite a bit about the Pokemon we will see in this storybook. So, when we read more, we'll hear more about them.
Pikachu!
And that's the end.